You're listening to SBS News. John Batman was a grazier, explorer and pioneer, but he was also involved in the massacre of Aboriginal people in Tasmania before he helped found Melbourne in 1835. The colonial dispossession of Indigenous lands was a lengthy and violent process, and Indigenous advocates say there are historical records of John Batman being involved as a bounty hunter of Aboriginal people in Tasmania. Activists believe the Batman legacy should be remembered, but not celebrated. Emily Durango from the group Rename Batman has been part of the campaign for a rebranding of the federal electorate in Melbourne's inner north.
In Tasmania, there's records of him as a bounty hunter of Indigenous people. I think there's a difference between remembering and recognising the people who had an important role to play, for good or ill, in our history, and actively celebrating those people in place names.
After the massacres in Tasmania, John Batman came to what's now Melbourne and convinced Indigenous elders to sign a so-called treaty in 1835, where they gave up their land in exchange for flour, blankets and knives. The agreement was later annulled and John Batman's complete history was finally recognised. The electorate is to be renamed from Batman to Cooper in honour of Indigenous rights campaigner William Cooper. William Cooper was a champion for Indigenous rights as Secretary of the Australian Aborigines League. His grandson, Uncle Alf Turner, says Mr. Cooper led a march to Melbourne's German consulate in 1938 because he was appalled after seeing media coverage of the persecution of the Jewish people by the Nazi government.
Got the paper every day and read it, and of course there was pictures of what the Germans were doing to the Jews, and he finally thought, well, someone has to do something, and he called a meeting with the people of the League, and they decided they would write a letter and take it to the German consulate.
Uncle Alf says his grandfather empathised with the Jewish people, given the deprivations his own people had suffered.
A lot of Aboriginal were dying with the diseases brought into the country. He knew what some of the Jews, the Jewish people in Germany were going through. That's the reason, I think, that he got involved with that. And a lot of Jewish people have taken his story, and he's known around the world for what he did for them. I think that that's another reason why this has been changed.
The newly elected member for Batman, Jed Carney, welcomes the Electoral Commission's decision to rename the division of Batman to Cooper.
I think it is really a great step forward. It acknowledges the pain and suffering that was felt by our First Nations people on colonisation, and it really gives a message that we are building towards a more respectful society, and I'm really very proud that my seat is part of that journey.
William Cooper's great-granddaughter, Leonie Drummond, says it's particularly fitting the electorate will be named in honour of a man who was the polar opposite of Batman.
Changing it from a man who had a lot to do with the destruction of Aboriginal people during those times, and to turn that around and recognise a man, an Aboriginal man, is a real win. It's a beginning. I think it's the start. I think it's the start of Australians recognising it, recognising the history of what happened in those early days, and it's the beginning. We've still got a little way to go, but it's a start, and I think it's a real positive thing.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.